Sir opinion on Nadi.
On?
Nadi.
Nadi? What is?
Nadi is it's written by all those great sages of what is going to happen.
Oh, no. Nobody knows, Mata. We depend on Krishna. No, but so far our way is that we only depend upon Krishna. Nobody can forecast anything. If they try to forecast, it's just to make money. Other than nothing is true there. And suppose somebody forecasts that after 15 days, the whole thing is going to be annihilated. What's not there? We have to be ready.
It does not apply to devotees.
No, it cannot apply to anybody. But the people are mad. It's just to make money. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. That is our way. What is not going to happen is not going to happen. Yad bhavi tad bhavati eva. So that is answered, isn't it? Then?
How to crush out ego on a daily basis? Like let's say we're coming to Bhagavatam class and we have this false ego. And because of that, we can't even concentrate on what...
Whatever happens, our whole existence is on a false ego. It's very difficult to get rid of it. But vishaya vinivartante, nirasadena, paramdrishtva vinivartate. Paramdrishtva, unless we have experience of Krishna, the ego will not stop. We should really very well understand that our body has no value at all. When we die, it is burnt, and heart is palm full of ash. So what is there to be you, unless we carry with that burden? So understandingly, we should be very humble. We should force ourselves to be humble. And particularly, when Krishna comes, you will carry your ego that I don't want to see Krishna. So we don't believe that in deity there is Krishna. We don't believe that in Bhagavatam class there is Krishna. There is our defect, Mata. How to remove these defects is because of Prabhupada's hammering. Again and again, read Prabhupada, so he will hammer. Again, Prabhupada was giving you an example, you know. Suppose the goldsmith has to prepare some ornament. So he again and again hammers it. Then it takes the shape. So our mind also again and again requires hammering. Otherwise it will never take shape.
How
to be quiet? The thing is, we read so much, we hear so much, but even now we haven't understood that our relationship with Krishna is the only thing matters. Nothing matters. Nothing else matters. That's why even now our mind goes outside. There's a disturbance. As soon as we digest this idea that our relationship with that is the most important thing, then we become more Krishna conscious, you know. And the more consciousness is purified, generally we are quiet unless Krishna stops you there. But quiet doesn't mean that we have to be morose, that we have to understand. Always be in a jolly mood, we are quiet, that's it. Except Krishna, there is nothing. Otherwise, people think that quiet means I must come not speak at all there. No. We should be very in a pleasing mood. The pleasing mood is the birthright. We are Satchidananda Vigraha. We are part and parcel of Him. So we have Satchidananda Vigraha. We are Satchidananda. Ananda is our birthright. So how can we be morose? But these material elements, they will drag you to be morose. So please forget about those things. And the only thing is, as we saw in Bhagavad Gita, yadrachadavasantas, whatever providentially is provided to us, our circumstances or whatever, we should be completely satisfied, non-envious, and equal in perfection or non-perfection.